that he covers up his brachos, called suffix brachos lahakel. The person is not sure whether they're obligated in a particular bracha, so the halacha says that they are not obligated to recite that bracha, suffix brachos lahakel. Suffix brachos lahakel does not only mean that the person is not obligated to recite it, but the person decides that he wants to volunteer to recite the bracha, so the halacha says no. Because any time a person recites a bracha that he's not obligated in, he's running into a risk of a bracha levatola, of reciting a bracha in an inappropriate manner, which is considered to be a problem. So therefore, suffix brachos lahakel really is twofold. That number one, he doesn't have to make the bracha. And number two, he's actually not supposed to make the bracha. Nevertheless, there may be some exceptions to this rule of suffix brachos lahakel. What if a person would have a bracha that the bracha itself would be required to recite min ha-Torah? Now, just speaking, brachas are only midrabbanan. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachas that most of the brachas that we recite were actually instituted in the very beginning of Bayisheni, in the days of Ezra. So what would the din be if a person has a bracha that is required min ha-Torah to say? So here you would be someone a little bit of a pickle, because on the one hand, we should say suffik brachas l'chumra, why risk a bracha l'vatala? On the other hand, we have a rule called suffik deraisa l'chumra. Whenever a person is obligated by a Torah requirement, so he has to earn the side of caution, he has to be more machmir, he has to go above and beyond and try to fulfill for sure. So what would the din be if you have a suffix brachos, that particular bracha would be required in a Torah? So here the halacha tells us that you have to recite the bracha. That suffix deraisa l'chumra has to be fulfilled, and therefore misuffik, one would have to recite the bracha. What would be an example of a bracha that's a bracha min ha-Torah? So the only one that's for sure min ha-Torah is brichas ha-mazon. The Torah says in Pashas Egev, "Echal v'smat v'rachta." So clearly, that would be a requirement in the Torah. So if a person is not sure whether they bench, so presumably they would have to bench over again, even though they're quote unquote risking brachas of Torah. It wouldn't matter. Something that rises to the chumrah. However, that statement is only true if and when Birchas HaMazon is really min ha-Torah. Is that really a true statement? Is Birchas HaMazon actually min ha-Torah? We just quoted a pasuk that says yes. Well, not so simple. There is a machlokas in the Gemara and the Rishonim. And what standard of Birchas HaMazon is deraisa? The Torah says, v'chalta v'savata. A person has to eat and he has to be satiated. So according to Aruch, someone is obligated in Birchas HaMazon min ha-Torah is only when it's actually full, when it's full to the point where he's not really interested in eating anymore. If a person just had a small sandwich and still hungry, according to many opinions, the Birchas HaMazon would only be midirabbanan. If that's the case, then we would say, don't bench if you're a suffix. So according to the simple psak of the Shulchan Aruch, if a person is really full and now they can't remember whether they benched, they would be required to bench over again. Suffix min ha-Torah l'chumra. If they're not so full and the benching is only midirabbanan, then we would say, no, it's better not to bench because of suffix brachos l'hakel. Not everybody agrees to this psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah collects, there are several Rishonim who hold that all Birchas HaMazon is deraisa, even if one eats a mir kezayis. That would make complicate things even a little bit more. But the bottom line is, the good advice is, make sure that you bench, and remember that you bench, and don't come up with a suffix, because if you have a suffix, whether you bench or not, there's going to be a serious suffix as to what you're supposed to do in halacha. Have a good day.
Hey, just a reminder, if you guys could look at your schedules that are up outside the Chadar Ochel, let everybody lose myself know whether or not you want to go to the Kraft Stadium for the Gush Katzim Museum this afternoon. That would be great. Have a great day.
I usually record uploaded to
sure, no problem. Oh, okay. Oh, no, okay.